you know, Wednesday night, or Sunday too, it's so informal. It's just love, isn't it? Just everybody loves everybody. And I am amazed how many people reach out and help others out of our little group besides other places in the world. But our family, and, you know, I've been gone all those a little over three weeks. And the amazing things that happened while I was gone from here, where people were helping each other, I just feast on that. Because this is such a big world, and we need to help each other. And again, that's what God wants us to do, is help each other. And when these volunteered to come up here and get up here and sing or act silly, I don't know which they were doing. Both. I liked it. And I tried to give my toy bag away, and nobody wanted it except that man in the back with the beard. He still wants it. I couldn't go by without him grabbing in that toy bag. And I don't even know who he is. If anybody knows him, nobody's claiming it. And anyhow, God is love, God is happiness, God is joy. And let's share our God thoughts and feelings with each other. And the young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us today has really stepped in and stepped up to the plate to let God know that she wants to be a worker for him or it, for love. And that's our Kimberly.
Everyone. So it's kind of nice on Wednesday night to get to be a little bit, wow, there's a lot of people here. Where'd you all come from? So I'm going to kind of share a God story in the making of me, and I just have really found that sharing what I'm going through can really help some other people, and this is getting me more comfortable with sharing things about what's going on with me. And I think this is a God story in the making, simply because I just started recognizing something's happening of the things that I want to be happening in my life. And sometimes it takes a while, but I'm so proud that it's not taking that frying pan or the pallet or the 2x4 over my head, you know, to kind of get this. So the angels are giving this to me gently because I'm paying attention. So I'm calling this the shift. My God story is kind of about shifting. So, you know, the last 2 months, I've been co-teaching with Jody on some personal growth classes, and then we also co-teached on some of the healing classes here at church. And every time I got done, I was so happy to be teaching, to just be sharing the things that I've learned with people and helping it make a difference in their life. And it's given me such joy, because I'm like, oh, I finally see what this path is a little bit about, like doing my ministry and being here and sharing. And it's just like, it's just kind of coming together, right? You know, and I keep saying to myself that I just really want to be used by God for, like, especially with, like, my mediumship and working healing, because it can help so many different people, and you just don't know how it's going to help. And it's like the pieces come together from childhood, right? Like, people have always said, you're really good to talk to, you have good advice, you just know things about me. And I never understood what that meant growing up. And as I became part of this church, I started to realize, oh, that's what they're talking about. To me, it was so natural, but it wasn't something that was talked about. It was nothing I went to and talked about to my mom, because, you know, doing mediumship here, or as people would call it, prophecy, it was an evil thing, right? So I'm really grateful that I've come to this place in my life to really be able to recognize that it's just love. There's nothing evil or scary about it. It's just love. It's just about recognizing who we are and about recognizing the light within us. So I've been doing, you guys know what mirror work is? A lot of you? So I just kind of do my own thing, because I like to keep it simple. And because I think some of the affirmations, they get too much. I can't memorize all that, and I don't believe some of it. I'm like, oh, that's too wordy. Once it gets too wordy, I'm like, I lost it. I put a words in there that I'm not supposed to be putting in there, right? And so I've just been doing a lot of just different mirror work the last few months with myself. And one of the things I have said is I'm an awesome spiritual teacher, spiritual leader. And I didn't believe it a few months ago. But I'm like, you know, that's kind of where I want to go. I really want to be helping. And this is the path I'm going down. So, and it was probably about 2 weeks ago, and now thinking about it because of all these things that have happened this last week in my life, I'm like, oh, I think I'm starting to believe it. You know, I'm starting to do what I'm supposed to be doing, that sharing, that being there. Not to say that it's that, but I'm really proud of what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and really walking that path in myself. So I thought, okay, so that affirmation's working. Maybe I got to put some new ones in there, right? So I'm working on some other ones. So maybe that'll be another God story in the making. We'll see. I had to write out my little God story because I might forget some of it. So, you know, as I was thinking about what to share tonight, I was talking to my best friend last night. She's like, oh, talk about your ministry and how excited you are. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm ready to share all that. And she's like, come on. And she said it a couple times. You know, we went and had dinner. And I'm like, no, no, no. And then we were talking. And I said, you guys know who Dr. Wayne Dyer is, right? Have any of you watched his movie, The Shift, since he's passed? But it was actually, it's the first time I watched it was a few nights ago. And I had a really hard time watching it. I don't know if anyone else did. But I kept getting, like, antsy. And I'd leave the room, and I'd come back to the computer. But it was interesting because what I realized 2 days later as, you know, my best friend's telling me, oh, you should talk about this, is that there was kind of a shift happening within me. And kind of like in that part of the movie where the guy is the producer who's doing the film part of it, he's going, you know, he's really mad about something else going on, and he's not wanting to listen to Wayne Dyer or anything, and he's uncomfortable, so he keeps leaving the room or whatever, and that's kind of how I felt. It's like I didn't want to recognize yet what was going on with me because I didn't want to see it, or I wasn't ready to see it, or whatever the reason was, but I made it through the movie, and the other day, yesterday, I was thinking about it, and I thought, oh, that's what happened to me over the last 2 weeks, is I felt a shift in me, because the one thing he said is that when you feel the shift in you, it just feels like it's supposed to be. And it's just going to be easy, and it's just going to happen, and it's not supposed to be some dramatic thing. It just kind of, you just know you're in the right place, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. That's exactly how I've been feeling the last few weeks. And I was like, okay, angels, I see it. Like, I'm putting two and two together. I was keeping them so separate. I was finally putting two and two together. So, if you don't know who my best friend is, Lori is my best friend. And I told her this morning, I said, okay, thank you for letting God use you and not giving up on me on what I need to say or speaking my truth. And so then this morning, my friend said, oh, she wants to practice doing readings, practice her mediumship a little bit more. And I said, you can practice it on me anytime, right? Because it's kind of fun to get messages, right? Don't we agree? And you never know what's going to happen. So she said, okay, well, let me give you your reading. And I said, when did you do the reading? And she said, yesterday. So she did it yesterday. So as I'm thinking this stuff and all this stuff's going on, that somewhere in the middle of the day, she wrote some things out for me. And I'll give you some of the things she said because it's very interesting. What's one of the things she says? When the shift comes, you will feel balanced and things will feel aligned and you will know. I was like, wow, okay. I thought that was great that she was able to do that. And I, you know, and she's getting the confirmation that I need from Spirit. That, okay, this is exactly how I felt. So how great is that for her, too? Because it was exactly what I was thinking. But she was able to put it, the Spirit was able to put it in words. I mean, I could feel it in my head, but it wasn't words that I could put. She also said, you'll feel lush, you'll feel abundant. And I feel really abundant by sharing what Spirit is giving me to do, the love I'm giving and giving out in that mediumship. So I feel abundant doing that. I feel like so much joy when I'm doing it. And to me, that's the best joy. And on a healing class on Sunday, one of the gentlemen that's in the healing class, he said, you know, it was interesting. He said, there's some Chinese spiritualist or something. And he said, you know, they were talking about how you have to be careful. You can't have too much joy and you can't have enough joy. You have to have just the right amount of joy because too much and not enough is never good for us, even in anything in our life. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. And she kind of brings out the joy. And then, well, some of this I'll get into as I go through my God story, because she was then looking at, you guys know who Doreen Virtue is, right? And Doreen does those readings every week. You know, she does those cards, the three cards for the week. She goes, oh, well, I don't know if this will fit for you, but I just want to tell you what it said. And so you kind of see how those God stories go along. Like little pieces are kind of coming together here. So one of the cards was debt paid off. I was like, oh, great, I'll take that card. Right? Who won't, right? But what Doreen says is it's not just about money. It's also about karma, like things ending, old habits ending, uplifting, healing, prosperity. And what is the one thing she put in my reading is allow the time to grow, the full abundant, the abundance of all this growing. I thought, okay. And then the second card was do research. So you're ending a chapter, beginning a next, and research the different, just do some research. And I've been researching a lot of different like healing modalities and mediumship modalities, just trying to broaden my horizons just to see what fits for me and where things are working. So I've been doing that. And when you do a three-card spread, if you don't know, it's like past, present, future, and it could be there right now. So that's the present one. And I think that's really interesting because I felt like, oh, wow, this reading's for me. It's not for everybody else. This one's for me, right? But I'm sure a lot of people felt that reading that because it's interesting how we all go through the same thing at the same time, isn't it? Do you ever feel like there's somebody going down the same road you are at exactly that same moment? And the last card was autumn, but she was saying instead of it just being about autumn, it was harvest of abundance. So there's like a lot of abundance going on for people around. And the shift, this is what's important, the shift has changed everything around you. And that's kind of the future. So again, the word, the shift, keeps coming up. And to me, that's significant because I always ask Spirit, well, where's this going? What am I doing? When am I going to feel it? When am I going to know what I'm supposed to be doing, right? But sometimes it's that, and Millie has always told me, just let it happen, hon. Just be patient. You'll know when you know. And she said that to me 8 years ago, people. So I don't have a lot of patience, but I've been trying. And that's probably why, you know, Spirit tends to really get my attention when they need to get my attention. And so there's different meanings for ego, right? Energy going off track. I think that's what you use, right, Millie? Or Wayne Dyer used edging God out. Because you think about it, the love that we have in us when we use our ego, we're kind of edging God out of our lives a little bit if we're so worried about money or we're worried about all this physical stuff, right? We're forgetting that love inside of us, that light that's in within each of us. And, you know, some of that, the autumn leaf is also about old beliefs, to struggle or to suffer or to receive good. And, you know, things don't get done unless you take action, right? Because even though the angels are giving us these great ideas and telling us what we need to do, they can keep giving it to us all we want, but we have to take the next step. We have to do our part in order to make things happen. So as I look, because, you know, I want to make that shift, there's the word again, out of my job. And I would love to do a lot more spiritual work, but sometimes either the fear of, oh, well, that's security, right? I've been at that job for 16 years. That's the security. But sometimes you just have to take that leap of faith. I'm not ready to take that leap of faith quite yet. I will admit that. But I can see the possibility. The fear in me is leaving because I'm having that faith and I'm trusting in what the process is and how my growth is supposed to be because it's all in God's time, right? It's all in God's time. So, you know, there's also another part that she put in here, which I was part of that, was clear, clean up that which you no longer need or want so that you can be ready, which is kind of about that card, autumn, kind of clearing things out, right? Letting things go. And it'll fall into your path and you'll know it's for you. I just think it's amazing that these things that I was thinking, and she had a lot more other stuff in here, but she just was writing ideas down. And she's like, well, you know, this is just coming from the angels. And I said, no, you're perfect. Because to me, she let God use her. And she was able to give me the message that I needed to hear. And it just gave me so much gratitude. I woke up this morning thinking, even before this, I have so much gratitude for what I have in my life. The friends that I have, the people that are here with me, the people that support me, the people that might not support me. Because I'm grateful for that too, because they push me to be stronger. They push me to do better. They push me to prove them wrong, basically, you know, because I am an Aries, so I do. Like that stubbornness kind of comes out a little bit. But so I'm grateful for that at the same time. I'm grateful for all the lessons that I have. And if you would have asked me that a few years ago, there's no way that I would have said that I was grateful for those challenges. But I am, because I'm trying to move past that. I'm trying to get to that place where I feel that balance in my life. And I'm sure a lot of you struggle with finding that balance in your life, don't you? Every day it can be a little tough, but just know that there's the person next to you is probably going through the same type of thing or going through something different, maybe a little similar, but everybody's going through something. And it's easy to think, oh, well, they're just being rude today, but maybe they're just having a bad day. So kind of if you give that love to that person next to you and just recognize that light in them and just send them good thoughts, you'd be surprised how it shifts your day at the same time, right? Because you've chosen to react to something a little bit differently. Well, with that part of the God story, and that's why I say it's in the making, because that's where I'm at now. But for me, this is, you know, this is years of coming to the place of being where I'm at. And there are still things that need to happen for me, and I struggle through just like the rest of you. But at the same time, I'm here to say, you know, I'll share that with you if you want me to and you want to know, because we're all in this together. We're all here in this room together because we have a lot of likeness, because we want to do better in our lives, and because we want spirit to work within us. And for those that are new here, you know, nothing scary happens here. When you sit there and you listen, you call it your intuition. You can call it whatever you need, but God is talking to us each and every day. You can sit in a minute of silence or prayer or meditation and just hear. What is your inner self telling you? And that's kind of what I've been doing with myself the last few months. And it really has. And again, that shift has happened. And I didn't really realize that until now, but it's so subtle. But it probably started happening the first day I did it, right? And then I started recognizing it because I started believing in myself and believing that this was true and this could be a possibility. Instead of listening, getting rid of those judgments that other people had on me and my family, you know, they don't believe in any of this at all, so it's tough. But, you know, they always have an opinion of going to church, or you're always at church, or what are you doing with this? Why are you going to that? So getting rid of their judgments and just sending them love has really helped, but that shift has changed. So, you know, I encourage each of you to find out what that shift is in yourself. And just know it is happening to each of us. Whatever you're going through, right at this moment, you're exactly where you need to be. And that shift is happening in you because you're getting something out of this lesson. What good or bad, however you want to see it, you're getting something out of it. And you will see that blessing on the other side. Thank you for letting me share my little God story.